Casey is a Cairn Terrier whose 13th birthday is this week. He's not barking because he just had his second surgery. Kenneth and Lisa Lawn are his people.
He's got a wonderful personality, a little feisty outside, but he's a little trooper going through these surgeries.
The Lawns had been taking Casey for yearly physicals at Roanoke Animal Hospital, and that turned out to be very important.
Casey's a client here. We've been seeing him for a long time. And
that's Roanoke Animal Hospital veterinarian Dr. Kenneth Blasek.
He had an issue with the liver, and so we noticed it on ultrasound and sent him down to Virginia Tech. And so he's involved in actually one of their clinical trials.
Liver cancer is notoriously hard to treat in dogs and people. Casey's treatment included a special technique, a high-frequency electrical impulse that kills cancer cells and mops up any cancer cells that might still be hiding in other places in the body. And it's painless, like something out of Star Trek.
Casey was actually a patient of mine last year as well when he first presented with his liver tumor.
Casey's doctor is Joanne Tuohy, a cancer surgeon who came to this new research center specifically for this new state-of-the-art approach to research and treatment. The mission to find cancer cures for animals and people is illustrated by the fact that the animal clinic is housed inside Roanoke's Carilion Clinic, which sees human patients.
I wish no one or no animal ever got cancer.
Casey's participation in clinical trials is helping doctors find new ways to treat other dogs who will develop these cancers.
And then also, with the data that we acquire, be able to start investigating how we might be able to evaluate these therapies in the human medical arena.
What makes this center unique is that it's not only doctors, but also engineers, offering a biotech collaboration in treatments and testing. Shauna Klein is Program Director for Medical Oncology Residency Training.
There's not a lot of places that are comfortable with these, as well as they're being developed by our engineers. One of the strengths of Virginia Tech is that we have such a strong and amazing engineering focus. And so we're primed to be in touch with that and be able to help them, and they help us. So this is not happening at other veterinary centers across the country.
Back home in Roanoke, just 48 hours after Casey's second surgery, he was a bit too eager to be back outside in the yard.
He's not a young dog, but he gets a lot of walks. He's in good shape. He's had good medical care. And 48 hours after the surgery, he was going outside. We had to pull him back. He's not supposed to exercise for 2 weeks and jump, but he's back to his old self, with the exception of, you know, he's got an incision from his neck all the way down his belly, but he's doing real well.
Clinical trials at this center come from client-owned dogs, and not just from Roanoke or even this region. Clients from anywhere have and will travel here. At this point, people have to pay for the animal's treatment, but Klein has big dreams for the new Animal-Human Research Center.
Those big dreams are that we would become very similar to St. Jude's or the Mayo Clinic. So we would be offering cutting edge clinical research so that everybody who came to our center was involved in some way in moving the needle in oncology, whether it's human or veterinary, it doesn't matter. And so in order to do that, we need to attract the best and the brightest to come here and train. And so I want our program to be the best training program in the country.
In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.